This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with your friends on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts. And now, for a film that also examines race and many other issues in a way we're pretty sure you've never seen before.
Yeah, it's a new documentary. It's called Rat Film, and it takes Baltimore's long-standing rat control problem as a metaphor for other social ills, from institutional racism to economic inequality. It is an impressionistic, kind of creepy mix of cinema verite and art film, and it's earned its creator, Theo Anthony, comparisons to filmmakers like Werner Herzog.
The movie lands in theaters September 15th. When Rico spoke with Theo, he first asked how he got interested in rats.
It was never, I'm going to do a movie about rats. I had this really earnest desire to learn more about the city of Baltimore following the uprisings in the spring of 2015 after the death of Freddie Gray. Just trying to learn like why my city looked the way that it did. And
kind of how the city was divided along racial and class lines, you mean?
Yeah, trying to understand the history of it. And I coincidentally started doing these short projects about different people who killed rats in Baltimore, and I actually started to see a lot of overlap between the two histories and the two topics.
Why would one start making short films about pest control?
Well, the easy answer, there's a very specific shot that's actually the first shot of the film that is a shot of a rat in a trash can.
Oh, right.
I came home from the bar one night and I heard a sound in my driveway. There was this rat stuck at the bottom of the trash can, and I whipped out my iPhone and balanced it right at the top, and the rat could jump up and just barely not reach the top of it. And it was trapped there and just jumping again and again and again.
It's really a freaky shot, actually.
Yeah, and I just had it in my phone. I fell asleep. I woke up. I totally forgot that I had even filmed it. And I just was scrolling through my phone the next day, and I found this really, really haunting piece of footage that just stayed with me. And about the same time, I started reading about this group of pest control workers called the Rat Rubout Team, these Ghostbuster-like figures in Baltimore that are hired by the city, tasked with controlling the entire rat population in Baltimore. And I started a project with them, and then all of a sudden I started reading about the history of rat poison, and modern rat poison was invented in Baltimore, and it started to feel like something was there.
The way you describe the genesis of the film kind of makes me understand a little bit more about the structure of the film. It feels like a collage. You weave all these images and sequences together without necessarily explaining how they all relate to your central theme. You've got video game sequences, historical photos of Baltimore, present-day interviews. Among them are actually people who have rats as pets. There's one scene where you just show a guy watching TV with a rat actually sitting on his head. What are you trying to get at with those sequences?
I think I really wanted to show the diversity of different relationships to rats. And I think that to a large extent, you can actually really tell a lot by people, by their relationship to rats. Did you have the privilege of growing up where rats weren't an infestation and that you were allowed to have that distance to form a bond with them? Or, did you fall asleep at night, hearing rats in your walls and think of them as these feared vermin?
Okay, so where were we? Rat-proofing the room. So yeah, this is our playroom where our rats get their free range time. Usually I give them at least an hour, hour and a half a day, as much as I can, as much as time allows.
You're very generous.
Yes, I'm generous.
One of the other story threads that is, it's kind of very slowly revealed in the film, but it seems to me to be one of the most important ones. It's a dispute. There's a historically true dispute between two Baltimore scientists in the mid-20th century, it seems like, who had different ideas of how to control the rat population. One of them was named Richter, and the other guy was named Davis. First of all, you want to explain the dispute that the two of them had about how to deal with rats?
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Kurt Richter was a very famous biologist at Johns Hopkins University in like the 30s and 40s into the 50s. He is known as the father of modern rat poison, or the Pied Piper of Baltimore. And basically, he was this proponent of poisoning your backyard, and that the more poison, the better, and extinguishing yard by yard rat populations. This libertarian, hitch yourself up by your bootstraps and poison your own backyard type mindset. And what David Davis really realized is like, actually, the more you poison rats, the more natural resources and the more food is available for other rats. And so the quicker you poison rats, the quicker the population rebounds. And what he found is that if you look at the conditions where rats thrive, dirty alleyways, leaky water systems, crumbling walls, that if you actually improve the quality of these human conditions and make it better to live for humans, you actually decrease rat populations as well.
What to you is the significance of those two obviously very different approaches as they relate to this film?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the core of a lot of policy debate today. I think you see a lot of government initiatives that place an undue burden on the individuals working in a really rigged system. You know, like the poor, if only they worked a little harder, if only they were able to, again, like hitch themselves up by their bootstraps and get to college, that it's this very privileged mindset that the fate of the individual is in their hands. I think what the beauty of Dr. Davis's approach is saying, well, let's look at these systemic causes of inequality and start by fixing those and see where we end up.
A few reviews have compared this film to the work of Werner Herzog, which kind of seems on point, knowing that you attended Herzog's Rogue Film School. Which, if people don't know about this, among other things, he claims that in addition to teaching filmmaking techniques, he'll also teach you how to pick locks. What was this like? I've always wanted to talk to a student of that school.
Yeah, it wasn't so much like a filmmaking seminar, like this life seminar of just, I don't know. It was like 30 or 40 of the most interesting people, animators to documentary filmmakers to, we had a quantum physicist in the room. And it was like this sort of intellectual summit in this Hilton Hotel in like Glendale. And then, you know, Werner Herzog sort of strides in and, you know, he's not teaching anything. You don't learn any tips or tricks. He's teaching a fierce self-reliance and finding the strange in these very familiar settings.
Is there one basic maxim that you find yourself living by?
One is name the glory. He'd say that, like, name the glory again and again. Just name the glory.
What does that mean?
It means that you're not responsible for creating, like, the glory of the universe. The glory of the universe is already out there, and the most divine task that you can do is just name it and just articulate language to describe that glorious experience. It's something that I think about a lot, that I'm not trying to create anything new in a documentary, that the world is... the world is a lot of things, but it's an incredibly interesting place, and it just needs to be described.
Theo Anthony, his new documentary Rat Film, hits theaters September 15th.